I would like to share with you this morning the symbol of Lent. We call the last week of Jesus' life Holy Week. We celebrate the significant events of that week because we never want to forget the possibility of new life, which became real at its conclusion. The cruel events of that last week cannot be changed, but we can recall them each year and continue to learn from them. During the 6 Sundays of Lent, we will be creating a living collage incorporating the symbols of Holy Week. Each week, we will add a new symbol to our collage and recall its significance as we build a pictorial scene during this time of Lent. Our collage today already has one symbol placed in it, a rough, natural cross that reminds us that as this week ended, Jesus suffered and died upon a cross. A cross which in time became a powerful symbol for Christianity. On this first Sunday of Lent, we have placed our first symbol, a small palm tree, at the foot of the cross. The branches remind us of Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem on that first Palm Sunday, of the joy and excitement which was felt as the people saw Jesus coming up the dusty road to their great city. As he neared, they began to sing and wave palm branches. They had great hopes and expectation that this man called Jesus would change their lives. I would like to read the scripture from Mark chapter 11, verses 8 through 10. And many spread their garments on the road, and others spread leafy branches which they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is coming. Hosanna in the highest." If you'd please bow your heads with me for a prayer. Dear God, on this first Sunday of Lent, let each of us feel the excitement and joy which people felt as they ran to meet Jesus on that Sunday morning long ago. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If the kids would come down for Kids Corner, you will be joined this morning by Anita Campbell. So come on down.